Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Last month marked 4 years since the Dobbs decision overturned Roe v. Wade and gave states decision-making power over the issue of abortion. The Dobbs ruling rekindled the fierceness of the fight between life and death as each state battles to determine its own stance on life in the womb. Some have secured pro-life victories while others remain in the trenches, fighting for the rights of the unborn. Since 2022, life protections in Wisconsin have experienced multiple shifts. Currently, abortions are legal throughout the first 5 months of pregnancy. But as always, the radical leftists in our state are seeking more. On the four-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, Wisconsin Democrats and abortion advocates gather to raise hysteria over current life protections in Wisconsin and to voice their hope of enshrining abortion as a right protected by Wisconsin law this fall through the elections. Their argument rests in misnomers, namely, quote unquote, abortion is healthcare. But the clamor they create does not alter reality. The taking of innocent lives is never healthcare. Although abortion activists persistently claim that abortion restrictions block women from accessing miscarriage care, this argument is nothing more than a fear-mongering tactic. No Wisconsin law has ever restricted women from receiving care in the tragic event of a miscarriage. Even in my own family story, when my wife had an ectopic pregnancy and a miscarriage, we were never prevented from getting medical help and intervention. While abortion advocates raise panic over life protections, abortions continue to starve, poison, and dismember innocent lives in the womb. Today, chemical abortions make up nearly two-thirds of abortions in America. Although Wisconsin law currently requires an in-person doctor visit to obtain abortion pills, research demonstrates that mail-in abortion providers break this law and mail out the abortion pills without a doctor's appointment. In fact, in the first half of 2025, one-third of chemical abortions in Wisconsin were illegally mailed across state lines. Despite persistent assurances by the FDA and corporate media that the abortion pill is completely safe, research shows this is not true. A 2025 analysis of insurance data found that 1 in 10 women experience severe adverse side effects following a chemical abortion. For years, radical feminism has fed women the lie that abortion equals empowerment. But instead, abortion leaves women isolated, silently coping with overwhelming feelings of grief, guilt, and regret. Often mothers, as well as fathers, are not prepared for the physical, mental, and emotional aftermath of chemical abortion. One woman shared her horror at seeing her dead child after taking the abortion pill, saying, quote, "I didn't expect to see little tiny toes and hands perfectly formed. It completely made me feel rock bottom," end quote. Despite the determined efforts of the pro-life movement to educate policymakers and the public on the destructive effects of chemical abortions on women, baby, and society, abortion pills continue to be delivered to mailboxes. For a few brief days in May of this year, a circuit court of appeals paused the FDA's mail order abortion permissions until the United States Supreme Court lifted that block. The Supreme Court is awaiting to hear this case. At present, women can still access these destructive drugs in the mail without ever consulting a doctor. Even more alarming, in several instances throughout our nation, men have obtained abortion drugs and coerced or tricked women into taking them. In one recent case, a father in Louisiana secretly poisoned his daughter with abortion pills in an attempt to kill his own grandchild before birth. Since Louisiana law bans chemical abortions, the suspect must have obtained abortion pills that were illegally trafficked across state lines. Thankfully, in this situation, both the mother and baby survived. This is not so in every case. In the face of these injustices, we must continue to fight for the rights of the unborn. The travesty of mail order abortions has gone on too long. We must call on our elected officials to protect women and babies by banning mail order abortions. We encourage you to contact your elected officials by visiting abortioncrimebymail.com. That again is abortioncrimebymail.com. In the 4 years since the Dobbs decision, we have learned that the fight for life is far from over. We must move relentlessly forward, celebrating victories and mourning losses. We must work together to build a pro-life movement stronger than ever before until all forms of abortion become not just illegal, but unthinkable. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.